Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM.
Inside Football with Guillaume Balaguer
on Talk Sport.
Hello, this is Guillaume Balaguer. I spent the last year and a half working on a book that has just hit the shelves, Brave New World, about Mauricio Pochettino's Spurs. For 12 months, I visited Spurs training ground regularly, and what came out is a diary of the 2016-17 season, but also a biography of the manager, in his own words. We decided to present the book in the Spurs training ground, in the media auditorium to be precise, in front of an audience of his family, friends, his coaching staff, Daniel Levy and the Spurs board, some of my people, and also some media. What you're about to hear is the conversation we had as a way of introducing both the book and Pochettino, the person, the coach, the leader, to the audience. This is Mauricio Pochettino, his Brave New World, part of the Inside Football series for TalkSport.
Goals for Spurs, Harry Kane. Kane lays it inside to Eriksen. Eriksen through a goal! Eriksen finishes it as a contest! Spurs are putting Real Madrid to the sword here!
Eriksen clipping it inside the box, it's half clear. It's Ali, right footed shot for 3-1. Last kick of the first half, Tottenham extend their lead.
Eriksen needs some support, cuts inside for Joe Allen. Shot comes in and it's in the back of the net. Spurs take the lead. And it's Son who's volleyed home for Tottenham.
Kane running round it, able to bring it forward and tries his luck from distance. Oh, what a strike from Harry Kane, almost out of nothing.
We'll talk a little bit about the process of how this book came about, because it's a bit different, both in the way as it came out and in the way that we worked on it. But I remember the first reaction when I asked you over the phone about the possibility of doing a book, and it was like, a book? As in, what are we going to tell in that book? What is it going to be about? So we'll go into detail of that. But the first thing you see in a book, as I said, is the cover. You've got it there. And if you think this is the consequence of a publisher going and saying, should we just call it that and just put a picture there? It's nothing like that. In fact, I think that cover says a lot about what you're doing and about yourself and the club. First of all, say my two previous books, it was Messi and Ronaldo, and it was like Ronaldo in big, and Messi as well. Here we see you in here, and the words Brave New World, which of course some of you may know that we borrowed from somewhere. But in any case, it had to be a name that was short and that it had a bit of an impact, and that it have, and we're going to go in bits, that had Brave in it. Why do you think he had to have Brave in the title?
Why? Mm-hmm. I think you can explain better, no? Better English than me. And
no, but then, I think that doesn't work.
You are sharing with me and with my people, you can, I think you can express better, no? The feeling. Brave, I think, is a quality that you have or not. You cannot buy on the market. And I think represent very very good the book, represent very very good the people that are here.
It's one of your favorite words.
Yes, it's my favorite. Tottenham is so brave, like a club. The person that drive the journey in Tottenham are so brave. You can see not only how the team play, if not how brave the people is going to build a new stadium, the facilities and everything. if you're not brave, you cannot start to work in this direction. And I think we are a group of persons. I am so lucky to be here because it's one person more that tried to help the club to achieve all that the club won. And for me, Tottenham, brave, that word represents very well how is Tottenham.
New, for me, it's a description of a lot of what you are doing in the sense that, for instance, this book, a lot of people are saying, what are we going to get in here? And what you get in here is the impression that money is not a priority. Of course, it's important, but there is much more than money, which tends to be the priority for the rest or most of clubs, the big clubs in Europe. It's the way I feel you approach the relationship with players. It's not necessarily about old tactics. It's about approaching the brains, the minds, the hearts. And also the fact that a book like this, at a point like this, it's a new thing to do. It's a new concept. But as I said to you earlier, I think people are now convinced that to be a manager, you have to be paranoid and you have to have big walls around you and you have to show nothing to the world. Because if you do that, that's the best way to be a manager. I don't know why they are in fear of it. So there's all these new things. The way you approach the relationship with the players, but also the fact that you haven't been scared of showing yourself as the normal guy that you are.
No, of course, that is it's a project that is scary a little bit from the beginning. Because, but in the same time, exciting me. I think it's, I told you always from the beginning, I want to be honest. No, 80% honest or 50% honest. Honest or no honest. You are honest or no honest. I want to be honest, and I am an honest person. I don't want to lie. And that book is real. It's in the way that how we feel, how we translate emotion, how we... it's 1 year. It's a journey in a club, in a professional club, one of the best clubs in the world. And I think we will be very useful for many people. And then for many people to understand that football is so complicated business. It's not a normal business. It's not an ordinary business. And how difficult it is for the people that drive a club that must manage the expectation. Of course, the most difficult job is our chairman, because to manage everything is so complicated, and to find the right person that help him to move on, to push, to achieve all the ideas that he have in his head is a very the massive responsibility for us. I feel the responsibility, and in some point is I think that book show how difficult is everything, no, and that is not an easy task. To say, okay, I want to be a chairman, I want to be a sporting director, I want to be a manager, a coach, I want to drive this or that. It's so complicated. You must to be prepared, you must to be focused, the time that you spend, because you give your life and your family is in behind you, suffering, enjoying some time. And all to try to translate emotion, because for me football is very good, because you will everyone find in that book. For me football is emotion when the football translate things that no another maybe business or can affect your life. And that is all that you can find, no, in that book. We are professional, we are brave, but we are honest, and we explain the truth.
So, going back to the relationship with players, that's something I found by talking to them. Because in the book, of course, my conversations go into detail of how it all worked. My conversations with you, almost every Monday, there were Mondays where you disappeared, and I couldn't talk to you, and that was fascinating in a way as well, because, and that's one of the themes of the book, you get tired. You get tired of giving, because as soon as you walk in through that door, you're given. You're given answers, you're given solutions, you're helping people come and get something out of you. So at some point, you had no more to give, I suppose. There are times during the season that you feel that, like that, don't you?
Yes, I was exhausted. And it was, yes, that is so difficult to regenerate that energy. Yes, it's true. Apologize because... but
you gave me enough anyway. The book has come out now.
I have good people next to me, around me, that helped me a lot. Like I always try to learn and try to prove new things. Try to improve not only myself, you know, the people that is around me to help them. I love to care the people. I feel good. It's my food. It's the way that I feel. And of course, but sometimes you arrive home and you are so tired. And how you care yourself, no? And that is so important because you must to charge your battery too. And in that situation, I am so lucky to have the family that I have, my wife, and that always is thinking in me, trying to help me. And sometimes I don't say to her, "I love you" every day, or how I feel proud about her. But that is a good opportunity to say how I love you, how you care for me, and I am so grateful and so lucky to have a woman next to me like her.
Who has absolutely crucial to the book in many ways. Carina has written the foreword, and I've heard from strong men saying that at that point, and this is the first few pages of the book, got quite emotional, especially when you describe Carina, Mauricio, as the ocean, the water that gets everywhere, and you have to follow that water, and you are rain that nourishes everything around you and creates a home that is a little bit of a, how would you describe it, a mini paradise, a place to hide. Is that what it is, home for you?
Yes, of course. She's very, always, no, focused in try to make our home comfortable for me. He's always thinking in, and always is, all our life is moving through my... No, my what I need for all that I need, and she's always giving more than he give more to me than he give for herself. No, and that is why I am so lucky. And of course, you need your home, and to feel that your home is your home, and you feel comfortable, and you can feel. That you are Mauricio, but you are not the coach, you are not the manager, you are not the public person. And that is the most important thing to recharge your battery and to behave natural. And it is so important.
The coaching staff is also crucial, of course. And I was very lucky to be able to have regular conversations with Tony, with Jesus, with Mickey. I think Mickey represents three quarters of the book. Jesus is another three quarters. Tony will be another three quarters. I've never been very good at maths. Which is a bit of an in-joke. There was a moment that represents a lot what you are about that day in the hotel in Southampton. Imagine Thursday night, right, in Southampton, in the evening. Not a lot to do. But there is Europa League. And, of course, not all the Europa League games are on television. But if you have a computer, you can actually... watch the game. So they all went to your room, and there will be two sitting by the bed, you and somebody else in the bed, and then the computer in front of you watching a Europe League game on a Thursday night, and about 30 minutes in, you all falling asleep, because it's been a long day anyway, and somebody waking up is, oh, should we go to our rooms? Yeah, let's go to our rooms. that's what it was like in the first 6 months of Southampton. Very, very intense, but it also describes... what you are as a team, doesn't it?
Yes, I think describe how we are, no? And I forget before to say thank you to all the family, Jesus family, Mickey family, Tony family, because they feel like my family, and they are in behind us, support us. We demand a lot. I demand a lot. Sorry. No, Olga.
No, you're not really sorry.
Sorry, because yes, and they are there for us, always support everyone, and it's fantastic to have that family together, no, stay all together. And yes, it was so tough in Southampton. Yes, for me it was a very tough decision, because to left Spain, arrive to England, we not one word on English.
What was the word that you knew?
Yes, no, and I don't know, no more. But it was so difficult. I was so scared, because if, but always no, because I am brave. we say, come on, go. We can find the solution, no. And of course was because we knew for a long time with Tony, Mickey, with Jesus, but never to be 24 hours together. Living together, going in your car, stay in the training ground, 12 hours, back to the hotel, eat together, take a lunch together, going to the room to watch football together. No, it was so difficult, no? If you start to think about that, you say, well, impossible. One day you start to fight each other and finish the relationship. But I think it was we create an amazing team. Everyone, no, add to the group, different skills, different things, and of course, and then a lot of anecdotes in happen in 6 months, because you can imagine four men in a hotel during 6 months, trying to compete, trying to translate your ideas in a new culture, new country, new league. All was new for us. The player that saw us and say, "Oh, what they want to do, what they want to try to translate us," because only Jesus and Mickey speak a little bit English, well, good English, because Tony and me, Tony is still under the sea. But now was an amazing experience that make us very strong like a group. That for me is the most important in your life. To have people that care for you, that you can trust, and they say, feel the same. That is the most important treasure on life, and to spend the journey, no, in life with this type of person that you can feel that can trust in everything, no.
The book is a journey in a way, or different journeys in one, because it goes through the season, of course. But it also goes through your life, and it goes through your feelings towards your friends. And there was a moment last season, we're talking about you being tired, and international breaks are good to actually rest. Sorry about this, because no. It's an international break now, and maybe you should be resting. All right, good. Okay. But one thing that happened last season is your trip to Argentina, which all of you gave me so much detail of, and I absolutely loved it, but... Paul Murphy of Orion and the proofreaders, both Maribel and William, just were like, this is too long, this is too much, this is a book in itself. But it was a magnificent story of how you linked to each other and how you refreshed your energies. But there was also a situation that was really serious. You know, Mickey could have just not come out too good out of it. So would you tell us about it?
Now, the good thing that was we knew after. That what that happened, no? So where is Mickey? And appear Mickey. We not suffered during his problem, no? Because we were focusing, trying to save different people. Alan and me, because we survived into the boat.
You were in a boat. Yes, you're going through the, how do you call it? Rafter. So, and it's becoming more and more complicated.
I was focused to try to save my chairman.
Of course.
The most important person. Of course. Yes.
I believe you were thinking about asking for another contract right at that point. there was a moment where you all jump out, apart from you and Alan, perhaps. Or
yes.
So Jesus was flying and...
Always the first was Jesus jumping to the water.
And Tony was flying and...
Mickey too.
Well... Yes, you but thought. Mickey, you didn't know where he was.
No, we didn't know what
he was. Because he was under the boat.
Under the boat, yes.
Trying to come out of it. I think the story should be told by Mickey anyway. But
yes, was
you've seen the video.
And after when you saw the video, you say, wow. No, he was, I think, 30 seconds or 20 seconds was under the water.
It felt like 5 minutes, didn't it?
Yes, you fell a long time.
Yes. I think was an amazing experience now, and we are so happy to live this experience, because I think we discovered not only us, because to have the opportunity to be in an amazing place and with the nature, with that to feel that energy from the.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
From the earth, it's not easy to find this type of place on the world. I think it's not too many places like this.
This is what area in Argentina that was that?
It's on the south of Argentina, and it's a fantastic place. And but I think how we create the links, how we work in different situations, doing different things, and how you cannot hide, and you show how you really are. You cannot, because here you can act, you can go in front to the TV, or in front to the journalists, in front to the fans, or in front to the people, that for some time you can hide your reality. But in that place, in that place, you cannot hide yourself, and that was fantastic, because I think to know and to confirm that your people is how you believe is, and then to discover, to Alan that was with us, or Daniel that was with us, and I think change your vision, change your feelings, your emotion. With the person that when you see the person how real in the reality is.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about
for my English, because I cannot express.
I think we all understand it
properly, but
you talk about feelings, you talk about emotions, and what you're hearing here is not just the person. You're hearing the manager. That's how you approach a relationship with players, and a lot of them have told me that after 2 minutes it was like, right, when do we start? Because they felt that there was a connection straight away, even though sometimes you don't feel that connection, and after 2 minutes you want to disappear from there, because it has to be something that attracts you to the person, and vice versa. Those are the people you bring on board, those are the players that you bring on board. And some of them say, in the case of Hugo Lloris, for instance, that you've changed their lives. I don't know if you're aware of that influence and how important it's been, your appearance into their lives. Mostly because you make them think differently about the profession and about themselves. Is that how you would describe some of what you do?
Yes, that created a massive responsibility for me, because until not appeared the book, I didn't read that, because you never sent to me.
Oh, really? No. Oh, but that was the interviews at the end.
No, you never sent the interview to me.
All right, okay.
And that created more commitment with everyone. and you feel more the responsibility because you realize how you can affect the life of the people, no, the person that you are in charge, and to be a good leader, because on the end we are leaders, good or bad, but we are leaders, and it's so important to every day to think in you can affect in one or another way to the people that are in with you next to you, and of course make all that interview make me to realize that I and increase my commitment with everyone and every day, of course with the club. That is, of course, is my commitment is totally, but with the person and how you must to care and learn every day to try to help them, because in the evolution of life, the society and everything, if you stop to think, you start to going down and you can no help. You must to show and to be always aware about everything. You must to find the perfection that maybe you are going to take the perfection. But that is one thing that I learned from Daniel. I told him he's perfectionist, and he's always thinking how improve. Never is enough. Never is perfect. That we must to create. That is always that I try to translate to the player and everyone that is that listen me or hear me. That never is enough. Always we can do better. Always we can push a little bit more. And maybe one day we are right to be close to be perfect. But when you are perfectionist, never is enough. And the perfection, you will never take the perfection. That is the only way that you can improve.
Talking about the relationship with the players and what they get out of talking to you, and when you talk to them, you don't necessarily talk about football, you talk about many other things. And one of the luxuries of being here almost every week was that I could see how you work. And in one particular conversation, I don't know how relevant this is or not, I've got it recorded, it's 45 minutes or an hour of conversation between you and me, in which I spoke more than you. You got out of me stuff that I've never said to anybody. So I could see, thinking about it and listening to that conversation, how it works for others, how you break barriers and you allow people to be themselves and go back to their essence. And that's something I think that you're very focused on, trying to get to see the guy that first started playing football, talking about the players. This is the guy that sometimes you don't see, and you want them to bring in front of you to training sessions, to the games, that passion. You feel that that's something you have to demand, that they go back to be that kid that play football as a 8, 9, 10 year old.
Yeah, you can explain.
Yes.
I didn't understand.
Your question.
No, I'll do it again. You know, you talk a lot about how players sometimes they forget why they are in football.
Of course.
They sometimes come to the training session, do the training session, go home, and you keep telling them a lot of times, where is that kid that played football as an 8-year-old? Where did you leave him? Because I want to see that kid in training, and I want to see that kid in the football matches. That's not tactics. That's something else, that the kind of conversations you have with players, isn't it?
Yes, of course. Now I understand.
It was a terrible question. It was very long,
Long. I need to work in my attention.
I get the message. Shorter questions.
No, I think I like a lot. For me, means a lot the picture that is in the back of the cover.
Yep.
Because for me, represent what I am. I am this kid that...
That's you with a ball,
yes.
No top, shorts, a ball under your hand and sitting on a chair in a countryside.
Exactly. Always remember me, who I am. Because I am here because, of course, Daniel Levy, but this ball. No? Because I feel the passion from this ball. And all that my motivation in my life was to play football. I enjoy playing football. That was my life. And then, of course, I start to share with different things in your life because it's normal. But always my focus and my attention was in the ball. And and everyone, because in Argentina or in Spain or in Brazil or in England, the feeling or the emotion that translates when you are a kid, why you start to play football is because you are full, you feel full, you feel the happiness, you know, when you play football. But in that moment, maybe before 20 years ago, 25, 30 years ago, was easy. But today, with the evolution of in life, we are distracted for different things, and you start to lose your priority. And for them that today have the quality or the potential to play football, and that is why they are right to the first team and they are professional. In the moment, if they start to lose the priority, that is the priority is your ball, and you start to stop to feel what you feel when you were a child, and that is why it was to motivation to play football, I think you cannot performance in the way that you can performance. You can performance, you can play football, you can stay on the pitch, but you cannot translate nothing to the fans, to your teammate or the people that trust in you, and you start to go in a wrong direction. And sometime, the other day was Jorge Valdano in my office, and say, why you have a ball here in your desk? Because sometimes we have a chat, and sometimes I threw the ball to the player, say, okay, touch. Remember, when you start to play football with 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, start to recover and to recover that feeling, because that feeling must to be your priority in life. Of course, that you have time because you are young and you have full energy to do everything and time to spend with your friends, with your girlfriend, and to do everything. But your priority always must to be the ball, to care about the ball, because that is why we are here all together now.
For those of you that haven't heard Mauricio speak so candidly and openly about yourself or your career, I think we'll understand what kind of world, and that's the third word of the book, what kind of world you are creating, in a world in which they give you the passion and they strive to be the best they can be, and a lot of them get there. In the cup as well, the picture of you, it was under the last line, you know, the line of world. And we were told by Karina that wasn't a good idea because you feel oppressed in that corner there. So your head had to come out and conquer the world a little bit and be on top of the world, just to finish up with the talk of the cover. But that world that you've created, as we mentioned to you, I believe, by one of your former players, by reading the book, he feels that it's something that you can pass on to younger coaches. He feels that there is a lot in it, in the book, that younger coaches can learn from. Can you give us a little bit of what you think you can pass on to younger, especially British coaches, that they can learn from your experiences?
Yes, I think we create our world. Today, we create our world. I think it's important to say that everyone feel important part of the world that we create here all together. And then I think the book will be very useful and very, I don't know, interesting for not only for the fans, for the people that love football, to be interested in what happened, no, in one season in Tottenham, no. But it's not a book, because many managers or coaches ask to come to see us, no? Because, okay, Tottenham beat Real Madrid, or in the last few seasons we are close to win the Premier League. And
they want to take away the secret.
Yes, which is
the magic formula.
Yes, exactly. And they believe that this in some tactical work, or because we use some system, or we are changing another system, or we play with 3 on the back, or 4 or 5. But that is nothing. That is not the key. The key is, for me, the key is today, that we are all together here, and how we support and how we work together how important we feel, everyone in that club, that we want to work and give our best to trying to help the team to move on, the club to move on, and to achieve all our, not only our individual dreams, if not our collective dreams. And that is the key. And the book, for me, explain a little bit, because I think it's, you cannot find tactical advice or like this, because today you have access and everything. But for me, the key is the management. Mm-hmm. The management. The knowledge, I think today all the coaches have knowledge about football, about tactic, about different things. But for me, it's the management with the knowledge that make our, no, interesting. But the management is how you are, how you feel. You cannot advise the people, no, you must to lead like this, or you must, in some situation, you need to take this decision or another decision, or you must to shout, or you must to, in that moment, to turn and go out of the room. That is your intuition, is your experience, is your perception, and is that you cannot learn, that you cannot find in a book, and that is about to be or not to be. No, Tony?
I guess that's an in-joke as well. We're finishing this bit. I should give you the tape of our first interview in English. And listen to yourself now, talking about learning. I had to give you the words, didn't I?
How long we practice for a few sentences?
A long time.
A lot.
But it links to something Spurs fans have been asking. A couple of things they've been asking, and we're going to finish with that. Spurs fans wonder, why now? Why the book now? I think you mentioned it at the beginning. But what will be your explanation of why you decided
why now?
To tell?
Why no? Why no now? Because we must be spontaneous, and when you feel, you must do. It's not to find out why. It's the when the things appear, you must to say yes or not. You must to turn on the left or on the right, and it's not why now. I think it's so difficult to explain. The most important thing is that was a spontaneous project. It's a very honest project, and I enjoy a lot. And I think a fantastic season. Maybe not perfect, because
nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect. But of course, I think because I arrive. And sometimes you cannot explain why I arrived the situation, and you take some decision to do. Because it's true that I have a lot of person that chasing me to do something, to help in some books like this. I always say no. But in that situation, when you propose me to do this, I think was good, because wasn't only me on the book. If not, was a club that deserved to explain all that is going on in the club. Maybe we must do another book to explain better, but no, don't worry. But I think it's too difficult to explain. It's because we must to be spontaneous and be natural, and in the moment we say yes, and we do.
An encounter of minds, an encounter of moments. It felt right. We were pushed by Karin as well, weren't we? Because when you said a book, I think in the back somebody said, "Well, why not?" as well. So I have to obviously thank you and Spurs for allowing me to come in as if it was my house, and Orion for taking on board a lot of the things that we mentioned. Because it's a strange kind of genre, it's a strange way of explaining what you do, but I think it's one that certainly works. But another thing that coming out of it worried Spurs fans is that you are telling how you work and the inside workings of the club if that kind of did that break any relationship, or did anybody was worried about it? Because in my experience, nobody said anything at all, but I haven't mentioned it to you yet. Once it has come out, what has been the reaction that you got from?
After that book, they start to behave better. Because they are worried. I think it's... when you explain the truth is the truth. And all that happening, all that are in this book is the truth, is our reality, is the reality of that happened. And the players are so trust in us. The players are so happy that they see there in the book. All the feedback was fantastic. I think all is with respect, because all that is, we explain is always the truth, but we careful, you know? And I think it's so respectful book that for many players can learn, no? They if they read.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM.
Inside Football with Guillaume Balaguer
on Talk Sport.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.